So if I could move on then and ask Robin to, if he would like to make a contribution. Thanks. Robin Wilson from the Platform for Change. Sorry.
Thanks, and thanks for the invitation to come and talk to you. I'll be brief, because I'm conscious that time is moving on. For those of you who don't know, Platform for Change was launched a couple of years ago. There's more information about it on the table there. Recognising that politics in Northern Ireland become stuck, somewhere between peace and reconciliation, and that there was a need, therefore, for a process of realignment and also a process of civic re-engagement if we were going to get out of that stuck scenario. And we came together as a group of concerned citizens, if you like, behind what became the Platform for Change, and copies of it on the desk on our website at platformforchange.net. And one of the things we focused on in that platform, and still, I'm afraid, very relevant today, 2 years on, is what we said about education. What we agreed about education from a wide spectrum of people who got involved in Platform for Change was that it should aim to provide each young person with the skills, qualifications, and experience to lead a fulfilled life, enjoy good work, and engage as an active citizen, to contribute to the economy of Northern Ireland and prepare young people to live and work in a diverse society. To do so, the system should raise standards for all young people, reducing underachievement at all levels, weaken the link between gridlock, social background, and educational performance beginning with early years, provide access for all to a wide menu and mix of educational opportunities tailored to individual aspiration, encouraging a disposition towards lifelong learning, significantly reduce the achievement gap between the most and the least successful, and actively promote integration within and between schools, stimulating a sense of common citizenship in a multi-ethnic society, as Sir Patrick's just addressed. In that context, we said, going back to what Tony was saying about the growing over the 11 plus, there should be a way forward now in which we provide an appropriately wide range of options for all pupils to realise their potential, particularly key transitions in their educational careers, a variety of skill types offering specific areas of expertise and area-based collaborative networks with flexibility of scope arrangements. We said individual pupils should be assisted in charting personal routes through school between the ages 14 and 16 as they progress towards maturity by objective performance assessments appropriate to the entry criteria of subsequent educational training pathways. And in that context, unsurprisingly, we said selection at 11 is too early. It revolves around an academic versus non-academic distinction no longer recognised in the secondary curriculum or indeed in the wider world, and distracts from the primary educational purpose of the flourishing of all individuals. I wanted just to finish by talking about the flourishing of all individuals. Tony mentioned the PISA data, which showed that Northern Ireland is pretty average, despite much trumpeted claims to the contrary. One of the countries in Europe that isn't pretty average, in fact, on the contrary, is Finland. Finland is much better than the average, indeed much better than the average for the Nordic countries in Europe, and is the best performer in PISA and widely recognised as offering the best education system in Europe. I stress that for two reasons. One is that the whole education debate in Northern Ireland, because we're in the UK and because of unionism being unionism, has focused primarily, as Tony has said, on supposed comparisons with the rest of the UK rather than looking at things from a broader canvas. And the Finnish experience shows us quite simply how you create a system that performs to the best. As Nye Bevan famously said, by looking at the crystal ball, you can read the book. And in this case, what the book says is that people should have free access to education. Education should be completely free. They should indeed have everybody should have a free lunch, rather than stigmatising children who get free school meals. Children should be able to enjoy a pastoral role that teachers can play by taking them through from year to year at the early stages rather than having to change teachers every year. Children should be subject to no external examinations whatsoever until, I think, in the Finnish case, they actually leave school. Teachers should be subject to no external inspections. because they've all got master's qualifications, and therefore you can trust them to exercise their performance in a discretionary way. So the keys to a good education system are not rocket science, political science, but not rocket science. And the debate we have in Northern Ireland is completely wrong-headed in that regard. And that's my second point I'll finish on. The debate we have in Northern Ireland always works on the assumption that if you focus on reducing the gap between the levels of performance that Tony talked about, which is very wide, the assumption always is, well, that means you're going to level down performance, you're going to hold back high achievers. And of course, what we know from all the work that's been done in recent years, very interestingly by Wilkinson and Pickett, captured in their spread level, is this is actually completely the opposite of the truth. On a whole number of social phenomena, they point out, that everyone that they've looked at except suicide, it turns out that the most egalitarian societies are also the best performing. And the education reason that's quite simple. When you compare the education systems internationally, there isn't much difference between the high performers. High performers are high performers wherever they are. They get the best marks you can get. The big difference is where you've got low performers. And the more unequal the society you have, the steeper the gradient you have between high and low performers. And you don't have to have GCSE in maths to understand that that will pull down the average quite severely. So the more, in fact, it's possible to lift the performance of those towards the bottom of the social grade in education, the higher our performance will be. And we want to improve educational performance, unless we're talking about tackling inequality in education, and indeed, as Tony says, that means tackling wider social inequalities, creating and investing in early years, then we might as well stop talking about improving education. All the discussion about making every school a good school in the context of high levels of social inequality and now rising levels of social inequality is frankly so much better. Thanks.